Good morning, everybody. How are you all doing?
Fantastic!
Somebody's doing fantastic. You guys doing fantastic, too?
Yes.
Kind of. Okay. That sounds more in tune with the rest of us. I want to show you guys something this morning. I've got something very... Oh, look at this. Now all of a sudden she's doing great. What do I have in my hand here?
A Samsung phone.
A Samsung phone? Is there something special about a Samsung phone?
No. It's not like the old phones.
Oh, in the old days, yeah, the 70s and 80s.
When you drop phones, they crack.
When you drop, I'm going to talk about that in a minute, okay? Thank you for reminding me of that. I know all about cracked phones, believe me. When I was your age, when Christmas came along, you know, I asked for a train, I asked for a bicycle, I asked for a chess set, I asked for a ping pong table. Never would I have ever asked for a phone. You know why? They didn't have these back then, these portable phones like these. It's a tiny little phone. They had big phones, big clunker phones. You had to kind of use two arms to kind of bring up to your head and your mouth in order to speak. And that's how big the phones and clunky they were. So we're spoiled because we got these tiny little things. And you forget, in fact, that they're phones, don't you? Huh? What more can this thing do?
You can contact friends.
Contact friends? But it does more than act as a phone.
Well, acting as a phone, then we can visit it.
Visit with it? That's right. We're going to talk about that, too. You can get on the internet with this, can't you? You have access to the entire world through this little piece of technology, right? What else can you do on this? You could write things. You could send letters. You don't have to sit down with hunt around for some paper and a piece of paper and a pen and try to and a desk and write letters, because you can do it all on here. You can text messages, can't you? You have apps that you can call up that do the most amazing things. And I'll tell you, 20 years ago, you didn't have these. So it's a whole new world. It's a brave new world with this technology. Now, have you ever met my wife, Rose? You wouldn't know. You wouldn't be able to pick her out of a lineup, would you? You know, police lineup. Well, the reality is she's going to be here in a couple weeks. And you're going to have a chance to finally meet her. But she's back in a land far, far away from here called Indiana, which is two states over. And you know why she's in Indiana? Because our home is in Indiana. That's where I came from. But we're going to be moving to Pennsylvania. And so she's going to be coming, you know, just before Holy Week, and we're going to look for some houses, and we're just going to, we love Pennsylvania. I used to live and pastor in Pennsylvania years ago. In fact, I have some dear, dear friends, Rin and Joe, from northwestern Pennsylvania, and I've known Rin for about 32 years when I first came to Pennsylvania. Now, do you think... Yes, this is the longest I've ever been apart from my wife, over 2 months. Do you think I've forgotten what she looks like? Do you think I've forgotten the color of her hair, the color of her eyes, or what her voice sounds like? Why?
Because I see her all the time.
I see her all the time. How do I see her all the time if she's 8 hours away?
FaceTime.
I can face, in other words, I could use my phone to see her, can't I?
You can do it with a car.
I can do it with a car too, yes. But right now we're talking about phones, so we do it with a phone. And if she has something important to tell me, she pulls out her phone, beep, 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 and it rings. And I pick up mine and I hit answer. And it's my sweetie pie. It's my wife. I say, Rosie, how are you doing? You have something important to tell me? No, nothing important. Just goodbye. You know, but you know, I hear her voice and I see her face, and we realize that we're very, very, we're tied together by this, right? But where are the wires?
Inside this little microchip.
Oh. Inside of a little microchip. But you know, there's no wires between her and I, is there? I mean...
Open.
Yes, but you can see there's no wires, right? The neat thing is, though, you know, there used to be an ad on TV, reach out and touch someone through your phone. And there's a sense in which you can reach out and touch, but it's not the same as being right there with the person, is it? I'd rather be holding her hand and taking a walk down the street or whatever, but at least, or sitting at her eating popcorn and watching a movie, but it's the next best thing.
Right. rights, we'll get a new one.
Well, that's how I'm going to conclude, because now let's talk about, where is God in all this? Have you ever seen God?
Up in the sky.
He's up in the sky. God's all around us. And the fact is that if you want to talk to God, if you want to talk to God, God has a little receiver too. It's called his heart.
Heaven loves us.
Heaven loves us indeed. But if God wants to talk to us, do you think that God needs a phone though?
No.
Doesn't need a phone. Do you know every month I get a bill? And I got to send money. And if I don't send any money, they cut me off and I won't be able to talk to my sweetie pie anymore. Do you understand? But if I want to talk to God, does God say, you know, you haven't paid your bill this month, David? You haven't been in church enough times this week? No. God says, you open your voice, your mouth to me, and you speak to me at any time, and I want to hear you because I love you. You know, and it doesn't matter what it is you're concerned about. You know, if you're hurting, if you're happy, if you're joyous, tell me about it because I love to hear all these things from you. And you know, with this here, you know, you mentioned that you could drop it and break it. I have broken many of these phones. And I'll tell you something. Do you ever have to worry about God dropping a phone on you? Do you ever have to worry that maybe something breaks down and you can't talk to God? Do you ever worry that you might be in an area where there's no signal and you can't get to God?
That's the worst part about life.
It is the worst part about life, isn't it? But the reality is you can't get away from God because God is always going to be there for you.
Well, hair comes off and phone comes off and breaks.
That's right. Okay. Let's all hold hands because we're going to close in a word of prayer now.
Okay. Ready to pray? Gracious God, how we thank you for someone who is so interested in everything that goes on in our life, that you want to hear everything that goes on. You love our prayers. And God, we are so thankful that you are a God who will never give up on us, never turn your ear from us, never shut us down because you love us so much. Always remind us of that. We need to remind ourselves of that. And in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said,
amen.